From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson. Turkey's prime minister says the United Nations endorsed roadmap for peace in Syria is a positive step toward resolving that lengthy and costly civil war through diplomacy, but doesn't go far enough to protect the Syrian people who've already endured civil war for 5 years. The UN Security Council has unanimously endorsed the roadmap for peace in Syria after a day-long Friday meeting of the International Syria Support Group in New York. VOA's Margaret Bashir has the story.
It was a busy day of diplomacy with ministers from nearly 20 countries meeting to discuss key elements for implementing a nationwide ceasefire in Syria and bringing the warring parties to the negotiating table by early next year. Efforts then moved to the UN Security Council, where nations spoke in a unified voice on the political situation for the first time since the crisis began in 2011. The United Nations envoy for Syria welcomed the international unity, but warned the peace process will not be easy.
It's going to be uphill, it's going to be complicated, but it's becoming possible.
A major sticking point is the future of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Russia and Iran continue to publicly support him, while many Western and Arab nations say he must go. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Police in the Somali capital of Mogadishu say several people are dead after a car bomb exploded on a busy street today. Witnesses say the explosion was accompanied by gunfire and the casualties are believed to be civilians. Reuters News Service reports that a supermarket part of it was destroyed in the blast. On Wednesday, national and regional leaders in Somalia ended 3 days of talks on how to best hold elections in 2016. The leaders decided to dissolve the government next September, but are not prohibiting President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud and the members of parliament from seeking re-election. This is VOA News.